Last night, millions watched, listened, or otherwise followed the first debate between President Obama and GOP nominee Mitt Romney. Romney appears the clear winner on Twitter and Snap polls and even in President Obama's campaign. Yesterday, we spoke to Laura Rochette, co-advisor of the debate team at St. Paul's School. That's the prep school where Massachusetts Senator John Kerry got his debating chops, among others. We called her before classes started this morning to get her impression and find out what her team might take away from last night's debate. Laura, great to have you back.
Thank you very much, Virginia.
So, who won?
Well, I'd like to give some credit to the moderator, but I also think that there were some different styles going on last night, different styles of responses, one of which Romney, it seems to me, definitely took a defensive stance and came out fighting, as it were, and Obama chose to remain calm and didn't respond to that kind of fighting with his own form of that. So I found that the different styles were very interesting. I do think that it was a little bit more civil than I've seen some other debate formats, and I certainly think that both of them were very well prepped in terms of their public speaking skills.
It's funny, Laura, just when I was coming in here, I was listening to the exchange, and a caller called in and said, Romney was so amped up. He reminded me of a kid on a high school debate team who was on stage for the first time.
I would kind of agree with that. I did. I'm not sure if I thought of the phrase amped up last night, but I did think of the term excitability, that he did exhibit that kind of passion. And Obama was very characteristically even.
Well, you say even. Some say sleepy.
And maybe that just shows my bias.
Okay, well, first I want to stop you with credit to the moderator. Jim Lehrer took a pretty big hit last night from a lot of commentators who wondered where he was.
I think so. And one of the reasons why I do give a little bit of credit to him is because I appreciated how he was attempting maybe to structure the debate to actually make it more of a debate. And yes, as usual, the candidates took advantage of some of that and were able to kind of run with what they wanted to run with. But I did appreciate what he attempted to put in place. And I do think that there was a little bit more of a debate going on than perhaps we've seen in the past.
Laura, I'm curious, did you watch on a split screen or did you watch, like, I know PBS just had the single screen, but many networks had the split screen.
I ended up turning on PBS, and so I was not watching the split screen. And the other thing that I would add, too, is that I spent more time listening than I did actually watching the screen. I only occasionally looked up.
That's interesting. The president, apparently.
Apparently.
Well, I'm asking that because, you know, one of the things about watching on a split screen is while the one candidate is talking, and obviously if you were in the debate audience, you'd probably be watching the person who's talking. But we get to see every move, every reaction to the other person. And I'm curious, how do you talk to your students about body language when the other person is talking?
We actually do spend some time on this to make sure that the students are aware of what they might seem like to the judge. And so, yes, we do want them to be both writing notes and looking at their opponents at the same time. And we want them to, you know, have the appearance of listening, even if they're not carefully listening. So we do actually coach them to do that and try to also coach them to keep their facial expressions minimal, you know, in terms of responses, especially derisive responses to their opponents.
You guessing your debate team watched it?
A few of them did. I'm certain of it because it was an assignment in some classes. But I just haven't had a chance to touch base with them yet.
Laura Rochette, I really want to thank you for checking in with us this morning.
Oh, thank you very much.
Laura is humanities instructor and debate team advisor at St. Paul's School in Concord. We do have much more on that school's pretty powerhouse debate team and a link to our conversation with her yesterday about the art of the debate in high school. You can go to wordofmouthradio.org. Thank you.